Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So, did you have a good time at the pub?
Yes, it was all right. And I thought about this, and I actually think it was quite nice of Tina to suggest going for a drink, as I was a bit shocked by it all. You see, it makes you feel so vulnerable.
Yeah, you said that when Megan fell off the horse, didn't you?
Yeah, and it reinforces the fact that you must live life for today.
Oh, I agree. Life's far too short not to enjoy it to the full.
So what's for dinner tonight?
I've used the leftovers.
What leftovers?
Well, there was some chicken from the other night and there were last night's sausages.
Oh, so it's a hot pot or a stew?
Sort of.
Kathy, what are we having?
Well, it was going to be a stew, but I put in the curry powder instead of basil.
Oh, OK, that'll be all right.
But I also put in bite-sized pieces of pizza. But not a lot, as there wasn't much left, was there? You know, the ham and pineapple one.
Why did you do that?
Well, to fill it out a bit.
Pizza? Oh, Kathy, it's going to taste horrible.
No, it won't. It'll be fine. And I'll try and give you as much chicken as I can.
Oh, we know how to live life to the full, don't we? With your super-duper creative recipes.
So, yes, what I'm saying is I'd like to offer you the job.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
So, could you pop into the cafe tomorrow for a chat and I can show you around properly?
Yes. What time would you like me to come?
About 10, if that's okay with you.
Yes, we'll be fine. Okay.
Right, I'll see you then.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, yes. And I look forward to working with you. And so does Connie and Millie.
Oh, me too. And I know Connie. She's lovely.
Oh, yes. She said she knew you. So I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yes. Bye and thanks again.
Oh, you haven't laid the table?
No, sorry. I was on the phone to Mike.
Oh, he's not coming to dinner, is he?
No, he's not.
So what's wrong?
It's Jim.
Oh, don't tell me he's got married.
No, he's back on the island, but he's had a major heart attack.
No!
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Is he going to be all right?
I don't know. Mike just said he'd had a massive heart attack and was at St Mary's.
Oh, that's awful.
There you are, there's another one. I tell you, you never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I know that, Penny, but you can't worry about it all the time. That'd make you ill.
I know. But there was Megan, now there's Jim. Who's going to be next?
Oh, don't say that. Here, have some more wine. Better still, have some more curry.
No, it was nice, but no more, thanks.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I will.
No, carry on. It looks like all the pizza bits to me.
Oh, I don't mind. I need to keep my strength up.
Why? What are you doing?
Trying to keep you happy, Penny. I'm not having you moping about worrying all the time.
I'm not. And there was the woman in the shop.
Yeah, but you don't know her.
Well, that doesn't matter. Oh, pass me the bottle, will you? Oh, hi, Mike. No, I'm all right. It was just a bit of a shock, that's all. No, really. Well, I think it's because I'd seen that woman collapse earlier. And then hearing about Jim, it just hasn't been the best day, if you know what I mean. No, well, let me know if you hear anything, OK? Yeah, all right. I'll see you on Saturday. No, Mike, I'm glad you told me. Yeah, I told Kathy about Jim. Yeah, she was very upset. Well, she would be, wouldn't she? OK, well, take care. Bye. Did you look online, Kathy?
What for?
A dating agency.
Oh, yeah, I had a quick look.
And?
Well, there were a couple that were interesting, but they lived miles away. One was in Sheffield.
Sheffield? Ugh.
Why? Why do you go, ugh? Have you ever been?
Well, I drove through it once.
Oh, well done. Well, the other one lives near Loch Lomond.
Oh, that'd be lovely to go there.
I thought you told me to meet them in Newport.
Well, I did for the first time.
Well, not going all the way up there, it would take all day. I'd get up there and then have to turn round again.
We could stay the night.
We?
Yes, we could have a little holiday up there. You, don't you just love the Scottish accent?
Well, he's not Scottish, he's English. He moved up there for work.
Oh, don't bother with him then.
Are you being serious?
No, but it's a pity he's not Scottish. Who was that guy on TV who was from Scotland?
Penny, there have been tons of people on TV with Scottish accents. Can we keep to the point, please?
Which is?
Online dating. Do you think I should do it?
Hi, Matthew. I've got something to tell you.
Oh? Oh, what's that then?
I got the job.
Oh, well done. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, I never thought I would.
So, you're happy about it?
Yes, it's great. I can't wait, to be honest.
Oh, and what about your acting, though? You're not going to give that up, are you?
No, I'll keep looking, but I think I'm doing the right thing. I hate it where I am at the moment.
So, when do you start?
Monday.
Oh, but what about your other job? Don't you have to give them notice or something?
Well, they do know that I'm looking for something else, and all they said is that I have to give them a couple of days' notice.
So, what's the plan? Are you going to commute?
No, I don't want to do that. I want to find a flat on the island.
Well, if you like, you can stay here just until you find somewhere else.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm happy to help.
Oh, thanks. I don't have that much stuff, and I'm sure it won't take that long to find somewhere.
Oh, don't worry. There's no rush. You can stay here for as long as you need.
Hi, Tina. Are you okay?
Yes, I just thought I'd phone to see how you are.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for the drink. It was ever so kind of you. I must admit, I am worried about Jim.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be all right.
Well, I hope so.
I wonder what brought that on.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, him having a heart attack. I wonder if going to Thailand made it happen.
Oh, I doubt it. I can't think why it would.
Well, it might have done. He could have been worried about the travelling and all that. Or him not really knowing who he was going to get involved with.
I thought the girl he met was supposed to be very nice.
Who told you that? I heard that she was some old biddy who was horrible. Not Jim's sort at all.
Really? Well, maybe it was the travelling. You know what it's like with flying. It's always a bit stressful, isn't it? And he wasn't that well before going, was he?
No. He shouldn't have gone, really.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thing is, he won't be back to work for ages.
That's why they're looking for more staff.
That's got nothing to do with Jim being off. You told me they needed staff ages ago.
Well, I thought he'd stay out there.
Why?
I don't know. I just did.
So you don't really know why they're getting more staff?
No. Oh, for goodness sake. Just ask Mike.
No, I don't like to.
Oh, Penny. What's the point having a boyfriend in management if you don't find out about the gossip?
Because I'm not like that.
Oh, you're mad. And as for Matthew, he's unbelievable, isn't he? He should have come to the pub and checked to see that we're okay.
Why? He didn't say he would. He said he'd check his diary.
Well, I thought he might. Seeing it wasn't very pleasant, was it?
Well, it wasn't for the customer, poor thing.
Well, hang on. I had to give up my lunch break.
Yes, but you said you didn't mind.
Well, I didn't mean it. I think it was a bit of a cheat asking me to do that, to be honest.
Well, he did say later that you could take a break and he'd cover for you.
I didn't want one then. And I just think if he'd come to the pub, it would have shown that he really did care about us.
No, it wouldn't. And he probably had something else on, that's all.
Oh, rubbish. If it had been Mike he was meeting, he'd have gone.
Well, yeah, probably.
Oh, he definitely would have. But no, he had two female staff who were very upset, and he couldn't be bothered to go and see them.
Oh, I wouldn't say we were very upset.
Well, it says on my course that you have to look after your staff, but he certainly doesn't.
Oh, he does. So what if he didn't come? I don't care.
But you don't think like a manager. I can see that he should have... What? What are you thinking?
Oh, nothing. Just... OK, he didn't come to the pub, so what? Why are you worried about it? Why is it so important? I just don't get it.
Because I really thought he'd come. He's been so friendly and supportive recently. But this just shows me that he doesn't really care. And I thought we were getting on really well.
next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.